Because you can handle the truth.
Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. June 10th, 2018. We are live right now. Last week I was just unable to do the show. I almost didn't do the show tonight. I got a molar yanked on Tuesday. And, I haven't had a tooth. A molar yanked in quite a while, probably since I was a kid. So well over 30 years since I've had a molar pulled out of my head. And I think the doctor hit a nerve in my mouth. Part of my tongue is still freaking numb. Been going through some heavy pain. You know, and then you'd be like, oh, you whiner, Robert, you're a little wuss, you know, you're sitting here whining about a tooth, but I'll tell you what, man, it can put you through some changes. So I've been dealing with this since Tuesday, and who knows what the hell's wrong, you know, you get this tooth yanked, and now part of my tongue's still numb, and so I don't know what I'm going to do here, but... A lot happens in 2 weeks. You know, these prominent people committing suicide. And I mean, Bilderberg going on, USS Liberty anniversary, the cultural collapse. Farrakhan gets his little blue check mark taken by Twitter because he was talking about satanic Jews on Twitter. It's funny how a prominent guy like Farrakhan, you know, Jack Dorsey, the little punk that runs Twitter, you know, he didn't really want to take that from Farrakhan because Jack Dorsey's a Black Lives Matter, you know, a little white, skinny little twink like Zuckerberg. He was involved in Ferguson from the giddy up, Jack Dorsey from Twitter. I mean, the whole thing stinks. This whole theater that we have to watch play out before our eyes. This is up on from Zero Hedge. Information overload. 7 in 10 Americans are overwhelmed by news. More among Republicans. Remember how I've been talking about this intellectual fetal position that these clowns want us to get in because they just want to throw the kitchen sink at us, just overwhelm us. And so, even big outlets like Zero Hedge and Prison Planet picked this one up. They get it, that this is part of this weaponized information, and everybody's talking about the 5G, basically barbecue system that they're throwing out here on us. What I did want to talk about is this, though. Pietro Parolin, Vatican Secretary of State, attending Bilderberg. Pietro, which means Peter. Pietro Parolin. Okay, now this guy, and I was covering this way, way back when I first came on the air, and I was talking about Tom Horn and Chris Putnam in the books Petrus Romanus and Exo Vaticana. And I'll tell you what, there's this nexus coming together right now of Steve Quayle, Timothy Alberino over there at Gen 6 Productions, and then Tom Horn and his crew over at Skywatch TV. And, I just watched Unholy Sea today for the first time. I found on YouTube a place that I could watch it. And Tim Alberino did the movie, and Quayle basically produced it. And Horn and Quayle and all these guys are in the movie. But fascinating footage. South America, in the city of Cusco down there, and Peru or Ecuador. I think it's Peru. Maybe it's Ecuador. I can't remember. But and then they go on the Isle of Malta, and they're looking at all the megaliths. And, and they go through all the various theories about, these structures. And basically the pre-flood, the antediluvian world. And I'll tell you what, these structures are down there. And in South America, and of course we know about the ones, the prominent ones, the pyramids and so forth, but these ones that aren't quite as prominent, and basically how the Vatican has for hundreds of years, not just since 1958, like some people want to say, but basically the Vatican's been involved in the suppression of history and the cover-up, basically, of the pre-flood world, where they've actually built churches on top of these tunnel systems that go throughout South America and in Malta, and basically everywhere where there were these catacomb-like tunnel systems built by the progenitors of these civilizations, which, they come at it like this. This is the civilization of the giants, okay, and so forth and so on. And it's pretty compelling evidence. And so if you get a chance, watch the movie Unholy Sea, True Legend, The Unholy Sea. It's the second one in the series. Very fascinating stuff, but it all ties in with Rome and this Pietro Parolin character. Now, Horn and these guys, basically, they had their eye on him before Bergoglio, the present occupant of the papal throne, took his place. They thought that this guy might have been picked because his name's Peter. If you get into the prophecies about the final pope from Saint Malachi, where it talks about Peter the Roman, and this is going to be this last pope, so everybody's has had their eyes on this guy, and now he is an open attendee of the Bilderberg meetings, and it's the 66th meeting. Okay, 33 doubled. And it's in Turin, Torino. the Shroud of Turin, T-U-R-I-N. And if you get into, and I remember this, you know, a long, long way back, that there was this massive satanic cult presence in Torino, Italy. And they had a winter Olympics there not that long ago. And this is where the Shroud of Turin is basically its home. Very fascinating kind of, you know, esoteric thing there. Large satanic presence, the Shroud of Turin, and now the Bilderberg 66th meeting there. Ken, have clip one ready, and we're going to play a few minutes of this. Just interesting things, but you'll hear that quantum computing and AI is part of what they're talking about. And we're being flooded with AI, quantum computing everywhere. Mainstream news, commercials, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the researchers, it's just a glut. It's overwhelming us. Drudge, it's just, you know, it's almost like we're getting an overload just with AI alone. Let's roll clip one.
So I've been going over the Bilderberg notes, including the meeting list, for the past several days now. I cover it every year, and I have since 2006, so that's 12 years now. And I've never seen a Bilderberg meeting quite like this one. This is probably going to prove to be unprecedented. Certainly, I haven't seen a meeting like it anytime recently in the past several decades. A huge convergence of very high officials, and clearly an agenda which is either a push for war or the build-up to something very big on the geopolitical stage.
And the thing is, there's just not that many independent reporters who are left that are going to actually tell you that. And what I'm seeing this year is actually a total downplaying of Bilderberg. And when they are reporting on it, they're focusing on the populism angle, because there's three tracks that are going on at this Bilderberg. And one track has to do with quantum computing, artificial intelligence, and tech. The other track has to do with populism, the economy, and a world where work is going to be supplanted by technology. Those two things are there. But the third thing has to do specifically with Russia as a topic, Saudi Arabia and Iran as a topic together, and then U.S. world leadership. Okay? But that's not the only thing that's going on. In something that, and I went back and looked, you guys, I went back and looked every year back down through the late 90s, and I have not seen this happened before. So it may have happened before, but it hasn't happened in at least the last 20 years. This year's Bilderberg meeting, which is being held June 7th through 10th in Turin, Italy, also happens to fall on both days of the G7. That's the Group of Seven meeting that brings together the leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, and the United States, with both the President of the European Commission and the President of the European Council, both of the European Union, all together in the same room. Both days of that, but also it's going to fall on both days of a NATO defense ministers meeting. So in other words, what I'm saying is for one day, the meetings of Bilderberg, the NATO defense ministers, and the G7 will all be on the same exact day. Something that has not happened in at least two decades. And for the record, I stopped looking after two decades, so it could be even longer. But not only that, okay, but this particular NATO defense ministers meeting, which will be June 7th and 8th, the first 2 days of Bilderberg, being held in Brussels, by the way, an hour and a half flight away from where the Bilderberg group is meeting, is also supposed to be focused on Russia. In addition to a brand new announcement that NATO is set to unveil a new plan to reinforce their presence in Europe in the event of any crisis, with the deployment of 30 troop battalions, 30 squadrons of aircraft, and 30 warships within 30 days after this meeting. And the NATO meeting is going to be chaired by NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, or is that Jens Stoltenberg? I'm probably saying it wrong. Who is also on the Bilderberg attendees list. So in other words, it's basically as if the NATO defense ministers, all of them, will also be attending Bilderberg, because the guy chairing their meeting is going to go from there to Bilderberg. And really the same could be said for the G7 meeting, because how hard is it to make a conference call? And what I'm telling you is, that is the first time that that has happened in at least 20 years. But this is unprecedented that this is happening. Not to mention, as Aaron looked into it, how many high-level governments are being represented at this year's Bilderberg. There's usually a lot of government people, that's absolutely true. But this is pervasive. This is most of Europe.
And straight away, there's never been a Bilderberg meeting on record with a high-level official or anyone from the Vatican, who are, of course, their own independent government, politically, economically, everything, its own entity. And they have the Secretary of State for the Vatican, Pietro Piolin, in attendance to deliver or receive a message. They are in high communication. And the Vatican is involved, of course, in all kinds of world affairs, but never before directly involved with anything to do with Bilderberg itself. Not true this year. So that's one of the heads of state. You got Turkey's Deputy Prime Minister, Mehmet Simsek, who's next door to everything happening in the Middle East and working closely with the Western partners. And then you've got most of the rest of Western Europe represented, with the foremost spy chief of France, as well as its Minister of Armed Forces. He's in attendance. You've got the current prime ministers of Estonia, the little state next to Russia. Estonia.
F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me. N is for anywhere and anytime at all.
Serbia, the former Yugoslavian state in the Balkans. You've got the Prime Minister of Belgium and the Netherlands in attendance. They've both been there multiple times in recent years. Additionally, you've got a former Prime Minister of France. You've got the Deputy Prime Minister to Spain. You've got the General Secretary of the Office of the President of Austria. So you've got the top aide to the President of Austria. You've got Germany's Federal Minister of Defense. And then you also have a diplomat named Wolfgang Eichinger, who's been leading the Munich security conferences since 2008 that deals especially with terrorism and security concerns throughout Europe, and they bring people together from each country.
All right, go ahead, let's stop.
On top of that.
Now, I'm just reading about this young head of state of Austria. They're going to expel a bunch of these imams. Okay. Close down a bunch of mosques in Austria. Now we see this Italian, let's just say, changing of the guard in Italy. And I'm going to play. I got a couple minutes, but I'm, you know, I've talked about this ad nauseum, where I felt this artificiality of this refugee onslaught into Europe. Like there was something else here that a lot of us couldn't see. And I talked about race-specific bioweapons. I talked about the fact that this is actually could be almost a training ground for the militarization of the soft and weakened Europeans, almost a forced militarization. You know, because it's just like, and Americans have become the same way, just like, and I've got a video to play about the screen time where people are just, you know, zombied out. But it's like, so we have this cognitive dissonance coming our way. You have on one side of the house, the lulling of everybody to sleep to the point where they want to turn everybody into zombies. But at the other, on the other side, there's almost this puppet master hand controlling the strings, bringing people, strange people, into people's countries, forcing them to either become ruthless or basically commit suicide while they watch their country be taken over. We will see you guys on the other side of the break. Continue.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Back, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And so this thing with Russia, okay, Trump this week saying basically at the G7 that Russia should be there at the table, okay, so forth and so on. So finally, this whatever you want to call this thing with the attempt to link Trump with the Russians in some way of collusion to where skullduggery happened to the campaign, and that's why the elections were compromised in 2016, which we all know is just a laughable farce with the Democrats being in bed with the Russians for decades, especially when they were communists and they were Soviets. Now, we could argue till tomorrow whether they still are or not, and I don't want to get off into that. But it's just laughable, the projection that the American left, they'll be in bed with somebody and have already swapped spit with them. Whereas they'll then they'll throw their enemy under the bus for something that they haven't even really even done yet. And now, so And we know through in alternative media, we've always heard these basically narratives that anytime an American leader has wanted to basically form some sort of alliance with Russia and not have a, you know, like a cold or hot war situation, that always gets dismantled. Our leader gets assassinated. A lot of times Lincoln with the Tsar, and then Kennedy, Khrushchev, Reagan, Gorbachev, basically there's always been this thing with the Zio Jesuit control mechanisms of the West, where they did not want to see Orthodox Russia and Protestant basically America to have any kind of alliance. And so the Jesuit basically Jewish mafia faction always wants to keep the United States and Russia at each other's throats, even though Israel is full of Russian communists that made Aliyah, you know, post collapse of the Soviet Union. But even as Israel was being founded, of course, on the down low, the Russian dictators were letting communist Jewish Russians emigrate to Israel. And so tons of Bolshevik minded types in Israel. It's fascinating to watch all this. So let's roll clip 4 real quick.
It was just a few weeks ago that we had the government sending out these pamphlets to the citizens, telling them that they must prepare. It was just a few months back that they were telling people that they should be prepared to last at least a week without the help of the government. Last night, we have a move that we haven't seen since 1975, where the entire Swedish Home Guard launches this unannounced preparedness exercise. All 40 battalions activated, effective immediately. And of course, they're saying this is all geared toward Russian hostilities. So if you're paying attention here on the world stage and trying to get a bead on what country is going to be where in terms of a big world war, it's obvious Sweden is going to be counter Russia. They're going to sit on the same side of the fence as the UK, Italy, Saudi Arabia, Israel, the West. And that would put them in the same side, same boat as Lithuania, Poland, and all the other countries there that are stacking up against Russia in Europe. But they're taking things serious here, and you're not seeing moves like this being made in other countries. They're really continuing.
So we will see you guys on the other side of the break. Sweden cranking up its reserve forces. We'll talk about this when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back. Now, I'm sure everybody saw the picture that Merkel puts out of her leaning over the desk. Trump's got his arms crossed, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so Trump and Macron and Trudeau are supposedly all into it. You know, and this is – we can't take this with a grain of salt. But I tell you what. If there's one world leader that I just can't stand, it's this Justin Trudeau punk up in Canada. I mean, this guy is just a complete embarrassment. It's almost, I mean, he's as bad as what they did to us with Obama. Obama and Trudeau are basically on the same level, just come from different genotypes. Just embarrassment. It's like they're both punishments to each of our countries because of just how pathetic and goofball we became. To where we would actually swallow leaders, so-called chosen leaders like this. Now, okay, so there's this big dust-up over trade, okay, with the EU and Merkel and Trudeau and Macron and the rest of them. So basically, Canada charges a 270% tariff on our dairy products. The EU's trade surplus with us, and it's our trade deficit, $151 billion a year, okay? And so Trump is trying to basically get some of this evened out. Now, look, Ivanka and Jared over there at the embassy opening. That was some pretty, you know, nauseating stuff. But Daddy Trump, you know, 70 years old, he's still somewhere in the recesses of his soul. He still likes George Washington and, you know, Jefferson and the whole idea of America and the rest of it. And I know it's all diluted, screwed up, watered down, twisted five ways from Sunday and everything else. But that's basically what Americans of his age, they still just like the nostalgic thing, the idea of the United States, of basically free enterprise to some degree, limited government, you know, free speech, private property, entrepreneurship. And he doesn't like seeing these screwed up trade deals. I mean, that's as simple as I can see it. I mean, Trump's got a lot of warts and barnacles, but he's at least the type of dude that's trying to get our trade, you know, deficits kind of evened out with, you know, he doesn't like seeing us getting whooped by these other blocks and so forth. Let's see here. Now, here's the thing with Sweden. Now, they're talking about this Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline in the Swedish economic zone in the Baltic Sea. So basically, there's more to it maybe than this mobilizing their entire military reserve force. This might be to protect this Nord Stream 2 pipeline project, where the United States has vowed that they will stop at nothing to block it. Okay, and so Germany and some of these other countries are involved in this as well. So you're going to see these sanctions possibly being thrown at the EU, and some of this is over this gas pipeline stuff. All right, so the U.S. senators are pushing to block it. That's on Bloomberg. So it's transfers from reserves in Russia to the EU market. Now, here's the thing with me. American hegemonic powers, they get so freaked out when two other countries are going to make some sort of deal with each other, to where it's like, you could see how the animosity and hostility could break out because of our controllers wanting to have their fingers and their hands in every project in the world, and because they're all greedy scumbags. And so now, you know, you've got this pipeline system going through Russia into the EU. There's people in the United States, our Zio, Jewish mafia, Jesuit gangster apparatus, they want to have their hands all in it. And so, you know, to me, it's just like, look, why do we have to have our hands in everything? If these two people want to have a pipeline project, blah, 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 who are we to get involved? But you see, we're always looking for something that's gonna hurt the big multinationals' bottom line. And so then they're going to get involved, and they call that foreign policy. It's just like Operation Ajax in the 50s, overthrowing the government of Iran and British Petroleum and the Rockefellers and the rest of it. Oh, this guy's going to nationalize his own oil. Well, we've already built the infrastructure there to get the oil out of the ground and blah, blah, blah. And so they'll go ahead and pull a coup and get rid of that guy. And so, I mean, you know, Confessions of an Economic Hitman with John Perkins, this whole thing, you know, it's tough. But let's see here. Ken, get clip 17 ready. Now, this also ties in with this. This is Italy. So we've got Sweden. You got a couple different stories there. They're mobilizing their troops because they need to protect themselves from Russia when Russia's building a pipeline right through the Sweden's economic zone. Is the other story more plausible? I mean, I leave that up to you. But let's listen to the stuff about Italy real quick. Let's do 17.
In case you missed it, a political earthquake just hit Europe. An event that has the global elite truly terrified. In the most momentous challenge to the status quo in generations, Italy formed a populist government. Why does that matter? Because Italy's ruling populist left-right coalition is both anti-mass migration and Eurosceptic. If Italy's grand experiment succeeds, it serves as a template for the rest of Europe and a harbinger of doom for the survival of the European Union. If you doubt that, then just look at how EU Commissioner Gunther Oettinger reacted to the election, saying, quote, "The markets will teach Italians to vote for the right thing." In other words, technocrats will punish you for exercising your democratic choice. An astounding level of arrogance, but one that we've come to expect from the EU. But worse than this, the globalists actually attempted to install a former IMF director and Europhile as prime minister, completely overriding the will of the people who voted for the exact opposite. They've got the nerve to call Viktor Orban an autocrat, when he was democratically elected in a fair fight, while literally attempting to institute a bloodless coup to overturn the results of a national election. Juncker has the nerve to tell Italians to work harder and stop blaming the EU for its problems, when Italy's economic problems only began after they joined the Eurozone. Before that, they were a powerhouse. If you doubt how much Italy's populist coalition threatens the European elite, just look at how two of its preeminent propaganda organs, the Financial Times and Der Spiegel, referred to what happened. The FT called the democratically elected coalition barbarians, while Der Spiegel said, quote, "Italy is destroying itself and dragging down Europe with it." Look at how George Soros reacted, spewing evidence-free conspiracy theories about Matteo Salvini being a puppet of Putin. Suffice to say, those globalist tears taste extra salty right now.
Okay, go ahead and stop it. Now, let's think about this in reverse psychological terms, okay? Soros, Juncker, all these people are basically albatrosses. Everybody has grown to hate establishment types. People are just sick and tired of political establishment black nobility types like Juncker, okay? So Soros, I mean, this guy's name is a household term, even in like totally dumbed down, like people that watch TV have actually learned Soros's name. So is this a massive reverse psyop, okay? So they're calling these guys barbarians and so forth and so on. What's that going to make the normal guy who doesn't like seeing his country overrun with African and Middle Eastern, Southeast Asian, Southwest Asian, Southwest Asian, like Muslim immigrants that wipe their butt with their hand out in the middle of the city square and then wash their hand in the fountain. Rape little boys at the public pool. This is like an orchestrated, you bring in the very backlash. You bring in the catalyst of the backlash. It's almost like, you know, you look at the fascist movements in Germany, Italy, and Spain. Now, if you don't want to basically come to the realization that your Jesuit mob ran this from top to bottom, I mean, you just haven't done your basic research, okay? And so think about this. I mean, you always have this both sides to every conflict, people on it, controllers. It started to become rather, I guess, transparent now that worldwide, this populist thing, it's, you know, I wish it was organic, and I wish, you know, it was, and it is organic in the hearts and minds of a lot of people. Don't get me wrong, but I'm saying at the management level, at the managerial level, to where people drew this plan up somewhere on some sick, smoke-filled you know, secret chamber where they do this sort of stuff. Unfortunately, it just seems, and the problem is a lot of innocent people are going to get hurt, and they're already being hurt. I mean, these rape gangs, and I mean, I'm looking at footage of these Africans carrying around sticks on the streets of Paris, just marauding around, beating people. It's like we're going to push these people so far they have no alternative but to snap and go straight up medieval, and we're going to see basically the, you know, round two of this thing, or round whatever you want to call it, three or four, of a bloodbath in Europe. And so, but on top of it all, they've injected all these foreign elements onto the soil that are already there as quote unquote refugees. And the whole thing just, you know, it makes you really just, it just gets you pissed. All right. So, and this Inspector General report by this guy named Horowitz, that everybody's holding their breath for, really, you're waiting on an Inspector General report by a gentleman named Horowitz. It's going to be somehow earth-shattering, and it's just going to change everything. Listen to this. So, I didn't even know this. The Washington, D.C. hockey team won the Stanley Cup last night, and it was led to victory by Russia's pro-Putin hockey superstar Alex Ovechkin. So Trump becomes president. Washington's hockey team immediately makes it to the Stanley Cup final, led by a Russian. Coincidence? This needs to be investigated. I find that kind of funny. So, let's see. We're coming up on the next break, and we're going to open the phone lines at the top of the hour if anybody wants to call in. Just try to be brief and be succinct with your points. Let's play clip three before the end of the segment here, Ken. Texas is opening a gold depository. Let's listen to that one.
Back in 2015, we had lawmakers in Texas make a move to where they could try to get their gold back into their state because no one was wanting to show proof of how much gold was in the Fed or being held in Fort Knox or anything else. So we've witnessed here recently, within the past few months, 6 months or so, different countries calling back their gold. Turkey was a big one that was trying to call back every bit of its gold from the United States. Well, now Texas is making a move following up on what they started in 2015 to do just that, repatriate all their gold and to have it held within Texas. So now Texans can store their precious metals in a publicly backed secure vault that's close to home, and it's going to be the United States' first state-run gold depository that opens up for business in Austin. This will be a 23,000-square-foot building operated by the private storage company Lone Star Tangible Assets. This will serve as the Texas Precious Metals Depository until 2019, where the same business is scheduled to open up a facility that is double in size, and they'll continue to make moves from there. So, is your state doing this? Just some questions you might want to ask. What's going on in your neck of the woods? What happens when all these states start to, or countries?
You know, it's, I don't know. Something seems eerie to me. So it's a private company doing it. So they're subcontracted by the state, it sounds like, to hold people's precious metals. I don't know. Maybe it'd be better to have a stash spot somewhere. I don't know. Anywhere like that that's going to promise to hold your stuff. And yeah, the state got its seal of approval on it, and it's run by a private company. I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel about that. Maybe you can weigh in on it when we open the phones after the top of the hour. But we're coming up on break. But let's see here. Starbucks raising their prices, basically turning their bathrooms into drug dens where people can shoot up and, I guess, do bird baths and showers and so forth. I mean, this designed to be insane society. I think they just want to make everybody crazy. Some of the stuff I'm reading about what people are seeing in Starbucks bathrooms now is just insane. Roseanne, the PSYOP. I didn't get to talk about it. I wasn't on the air last week, but Valerie Jarrett, a cross between Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes tweet. Well, there's some music. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we are back. Now let's get into a little bit of this speculation concerning Anthony Bourdain, the chef, CNN, world traveler, food guru, blah, blah, blah. Jewish guy, by the way. So Ian Greenhalgh over at Veterans Today, this is his article that got posted today. Was Anthony Bourdain murdered for humanizing Palestinians? And here's a quote from Bourdain. The world has visited many terrible things on the Palestinian people, none more shameful than robbing them of their basic humanity. The news of celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain's death has drawn tributes from notables and ordinary people from around the world. The benevolent TV host's passion for world's food and diverse cultures is well known. However, his work with Palestinians on a visit to the Holy Land in 2013 can be termed as highlight of his career, where he humanized the oppressed community for once in front of the American audience. Bourdain had traveled to Jerusalem, the West Bank, and Gaza to spotlight Palestinian and Israeli food on his show Parts Unknown for CNN in 2013. He immediately fell in love with Palestine, its people, and the culture, and shocked to witness the brutality of military occupation by Israeli forces. And it goes on and on, saying that basically, and he's got all these basically Palestinians and various tweets from people saying that basically Bourdain crossed the Jewish supremacists by humanizing the Palestinians and showing their plight on American TV shows, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Now, I have other clips where Bourdain is talking about how to cure the world's racial problems, and basically they're talking about – he's talking to some self-loathing German white guy talking about, well, you have to end the white race in order for the world's racial problems to stop. And Bourdain makes the colorful term. He says we're going to have to F our way out of this, basically meaning everybody's blood is going to have to get thrown into the melting pot and everybody's going to have to turn brown for all the you know, racial animus and bloodshed and the rest of it. That'll just cure everything. Well, let me tell you something. Go into any black neighborhood in the United States right now in the hood in any one of our major cities where white people cannot even hardly go because it's a no-go zone already, and that's where the highest murders are. Go down to Mexico, and guess what? It's just they all look the same, these cartel people. They're killing each other, and it's not over race. It's just over greed and competition and all the rest of it. Race is just, you know, believe me, that's not the basis for murder. Most of the murders in the United States are black people killing black people. It's something deep down in the soul that causes people to kill each other. And turning the world brown is not going to solve the problem. You guys, phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN.